Hello, this is Dithery on the Edge, and it's just a short update to talk about the fact that we have had the election. We are now going to be leaving Europe, unfortunately, under the leadership of, or if that's what you want to call it, of Boris Johnson and Dominic Cummings.
But we still are there. We're still here. We are preparing for a new season, but we will take a little break.
Yeah, and unlike our design logo, we aren't moored to Europe. We are actually attached to Europe, so we won't be drifting off into the Atlantic, but it was a nice idea to think about that.
Well, culturally and politically, we are drifting, that's, of course, the danger, and that makes me deeply depressed. I was deeply depressed the days after.
I know.
But that's what we'll still have to chat about.
Yes, of course.
Because I think, you know, in some ways, you know,
So we want to say we're going to have a new season. I broke in there because Crawler was dithering going... So we're going to have another season, and this season will still be Dithering on the Edge of Europe because, obviously, we've got now a year to make some kind of a trade agreement with Europe, which normally takes minimum of 7 years, and that's when you've got competent people doing the work. And which we don't at the moment. So we don't think that's going to possibly happen, which means we'll probably crash out of Europe this time next year.
Oh, gosh, I was already depressed with
then
the election.
We'll really, really suffer, and not just suffering the politics of the Conservatives, the right-wing Conservatives.
I think I want to actually stop talking about the left and the right. It's rather about progressive policies, open societies, and democracy versus lying, corruption, privilege, and exploitation, and of course, with a lot of skullduggery.
So this year, we're going to be suffering from the lying, cheating scum who are ruling us. So we're going to be suffering from that. And next year, we're going to have to... What we've got to look forward to next year is the fact that we'll crash out of Europe without a deal, and we'll be suffering from that as well.
And we've got some ideas. We've got, of course, some big topics like trade agreements that, you know, we want to explore on the podcast.
Yeah, because we've been lied to about what we can and can't do with trade agreements. So let's find out what the truth is behind trade agreements and what we can do in the World Trade Organization rules, et cetera, et cetera. That's going to be interesting.
Certainly our truth. We should emphasize we're no experts. We're just two citizens.
Okay, we do our best to find out. But the thing is, what we have to remember is the politicians don't know any more than we do.
Yes.
You know, Boris Johnson keeps saying, oh, this bish bosh bash, let's do this. And he hasn't got the foggiest about what he's doing. And that's been clear time again over the last 2 or 3 years.
So we've got some plans to push also the format forward. We want to start bringing in some guests.
Yeah.
We want to tackle some difficult topics, as we mentioned, which need a bit of research. So we'll need a bit of time for that.
Yeah.
We might want to add a spot on the show about what we will miss about being in the EU.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know, like...
Moving to other countries easily.
But we never go abroad anyway, so...
Yes, but,
you know... We don't go on holidays.
As we said, you know, as we said before, maybe that's why I took the outcome of the election so hard. I came to the UK when it was perceived to be this open society. And I came here because I could so easily as a European citizen. Now, I'm not going to lose it, but losing that within the UK is just heartbreaking for me.
Yeah. And then I was the second gentleman you met when you came over.
Second? Who was the first
gentleman?
Yeah,
there was some Scottish guy.
Oh, yes, of course.
Who you went climbing with and stuff. He was Scottish, which I'm not. So... We want to have a spot where we will talk about what we'll miss about not being in the EU, which is like movement. And the other thing would be what we will, a very short slot on what we'll be able to do because we're not in the EU. But I don't think there's going to be anything there. But if anybody comes up with any ideas of great things that we can do because we're not in the EU, let us know.
Freeport, they say.
Yeah, that's not a great thing. People talk about it as though it's a clever, wonderful thing. All it does is it means that you employ people below wages and with no standards that your country cannot govern because it's a bubble outside your country.
Okay, but we promise that we will rack our brains and do a lot of research.
And we could talk about free ports. Maybe we could devote
an episode
to free ports.
What we can do whilst being outside of the EU, what we couldn't do being inside the EU. So we want to continue exploring the cultural differences and, you know, the golden nuggets that make Europe so richly diverse and exciting.
Oh, yeah. The other thing I was going to mention was that we will maintain resistance because we will be talking about rights that we're losing. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't looked at page 48.
So this is page 48.
We will get rid of the Fixed Term Parliament Act. That's okay.
Introduction identification to vote at polling stations, which will rather keep...
Means that if you're not wealthy enough to get a passport or a driving licence is a really difficult thing to get.
We will maintain the voting age at 18, which is a bit of a shame, but, you know, not surprising.
Not surprising at all for the Conservatives.
Supporting free speech. Repeal Section 40 of the Crimes and Courts Act, which seeks to coerce the press. We will not proceed with the second stage of the Levinson inquiry.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we need to look at page 48 properly.
So bear with us while we take a short break. And for listeners, please do keep being subscribed. Keep your subscription so that you notice when the first episode of the next season drops.
Yep. And if you do have an iPhone, then please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You know, if you want to make it a one-star review, that's fair enough, if that's what you think. And if you say something as well, then maybe we can make it better.
And of course, while we take a break, you might not have to. You can revisit our old episodes. So, of course, the episodes that we recorded talking about Ursula von der Leyen's vision for the next 5 years is now very current still. You know, we will have 5 years under Ursula von der Leyen's leadership in the EU. And, of course, that will influence the trade negotiations mm-hmm. between the UK and the EU. So that's a good one to now have a look back to and then maybe leave us a review.
Yeah. Okay. So we look forward to doing some more podcasts and we hope that you'll listen to them.
Okay. Basically. So goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
And have a fabulous week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.